Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the, I am Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the June 30th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we remain under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will also use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of our moderator, who is Maggie Gould today. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. In just a minute, I'm gonna have the DRB members introduce themselves. I have an exciting announcement for an individual, but a sad announcement for DRB. Mr. Carl Garcia from Code Enforcement is retiring today. And so this will be his last DRB meeting. I personally want to thank Carl for his dedicated service to the city for over three decades, and of late, his dedicated service to the DRB. Carl is a total class act. He's fun and dedicated and committed to his work, and he has been such a great part of City of Albuquerque planning and the DRB, and I've enjoyed working with him. Just been one of the greatest people I've ever worked with. So thank you so much, Carl, and we're excited for your future, and we hope you can focus here today. And thank you so much. Anyone's welcome to give your Zoom applause. And
thank you, guys. Thank you, Jolene.
Yeah. Like I said, a total class act, Mr. Carl Garcia. Let's now go through and introduce the DRB members who will be voting today, starting with Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Brian Carter for the Water Authority.
Good morning, Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation.
And again, I'm Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the DRB through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for some plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joel Summerfield, Parks and Rec,
second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting and for electronic signatures after the meeting. I wanted to show you all something. Give me 1 second. I have so many windows open. I apologize, I had this all set up, but I think I have so many windows open. Okay. Once again, this is our wonderful DRB portion of the Planning Department website. And I want to highlight once again that this section has our forms. And we're still having a few issues with people using forms that do not fulfill the neighborhood notice requirements. And so let me show you again what those forms are. So if you come, once again, this is the DRB website and the neighborhood meeting request form. So if you're required to allow for a neighborhood meeting as part of your application, make sure that you're using this form here. And then if you are required to notice properties within 100 feet, this is the mailed notice for property owners form. So these are the required forms to use in order to meet the IDO specific requirements. So make sure that you're using those as appropriate for your case. And also just to keep reminding you, the posting of your signs needs to be for 15 days following a DRB decision on your case. So that's the appeal period. So make sure your signs are still up during that 15 days post DRB decision. Those CRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. And we won't be doing any electronic signatures today because we're missing Mr. Rodenbeck. And so all signatures will occur after you've submitted a final PDF that includes all your utility signatures, and submit that to Mr. Rodenbeck, and that will be the quickest path to get your signatures complete. Then you will receive an email copy of the signed documents. If you're approved with delegation, please complete the delegation items as appropriate and then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get your electronic signatures at a later date. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, can you alert us to changes to the agenda?
Item number four, PR 2018-1579, application SI 2021-304 for site plan, and application SI 2021-305 for site plan amendment. The agent has requested a deferral to July 14th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item four to July 14th?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Simmerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Summerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 4, PR 2018-1579, Site Plan 2021-304, Site Plan Amendment 2021-305 to July 14th. And that's at 2100 Louisiana Boulevard. Ms. Gomez.
And for item number 11, PR 2021-5571, application SD 2021-113 for preliminary and final plat, and application SD 2021-114 and SD 2021-115, both for vacations of public easement, the agent has requested a deferral to July 14th.
And those are at 4595 and 4601 San Mateo Boulevard. Is there a motion to defer item 11 to July 14th?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Rose Summerfield, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Rose Summerfield with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 11, PR 2021-5571. And I think that PR number is going to be reattached to 4640, correct? just so you all know, but it's SD 2021-113 preliminary final plat, SD 2021-114 vacation of public easement, and 2021-115 vacation of public easement to July 14th. Okay, is that everything, Ms. Gomez?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay, and please note on your agenda, it shows that item one was deferred to July 21st before the agenda was posted. So that one's already taken care of. All the other cases we will be hearing, there's quite a few cases this morning. So we ask for your patience and please take advantage of the chat to help you follow where we are on the agenda. We'll probably be taking a break at about 11:30 today. So just keep watching for that chat feed and know where we're at. Okay, if you are here from the public and would like to speak on a particular case, we will go ahead and identify you at the time that case comes up and is called. And the way you let us know you want to speak on a case is by using your Zoom feature at the very bottom. If you kind of put your cursor down there, on the far right, there's a reactions button with a smiley face. If you click on that, there's a raise your hand feature. That's the best way to do it. You can also unmute yourself and through audio tell us that, or press star 9 if you are on the phone. And like I said, we will identify public speakers for each case as they come up. If there are any technical issues today, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. We will use the same Zoom link and phone number. And thanks for those of you who have your video off. That helps us preserve our bandwidth, so thank you for doing that. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. In 2017, the IDEO was adopted and increased the scope of site plans being reviewed by the DRB and thus increased due process requirements. The DRB members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I'd like to introduce staff and swear them in at the same time. Ms. Maggie Gould is Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Gould, and yes, I do.
Just again, Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is out this week. We have greatly felt his absence, but he will be back next week. So we'll go on to Mr. Shahab Biazar, who's our city engineer. Mr. Biazar, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar, I do.
Thanks for your bright shirt on a cloudy day. Very appreciated. Ms. Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB.
Morning.
Good morning, Ms. Sanchez, and thanks for all you do for us. Okay, we are ready to start our agenda, and the first item up is item number 2, PR 2021-5411, site plan 2021-760, preliminary plat 2021-100, vacation of a private easement PNM 2021-101, vacation of a private easement temporary construction 2021-102, vacation of an easement NMDOT, and that's application 2021-103. This is for Albuquerque and ANUSA LLC, 9100 Pan American between Alameda Place and Glendale. And the agent is Tierra West. So good morning. Okay, John, are you going to be representing this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, your company, and then an address.
John Niske with Sierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, 87109.
Okay, and is there anyone else that's going to be speaking with you right now?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Go ahead, John, and give us an update from when we last saw you, and I think you gave us a resubmittal.
That's correct. We took a two-week deferral to today's hearing to address some comments that we had received. We thought we'd address all those comments, and then I got a few more minor comments last night that I'd like to go through real quick. Some of the comments we got from planning were that we didn't have the numbers on the site plan, which I believe are shown there, as well as solid waste signature is down on the signature block. We took care of those. Not sure why we still have the neighborhood notification comment on there, if that just wasn't marked off, because I think we addressed that at the last hearing. And then
we did.
Yeah.
And then
maybe we can, John, what might be good is when we get to the planning section, we can go over those. And I think part of it was just we were a little low on staff, and so we may not have gotten things marked off like we usually like to do when we send out your comments. So I think that's what's going on there. Okay. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 2 on Pan American? Please raise your hand, press star 9, or you can unmute and let us know you're there. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so let's go to Water Authority for comment. And if ever this morning I miss you and you're here to speak from the public, if I've skipped over you and didn't see you, you're welcome to interrupt me and let me know you're there. So Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. The updated documents sent to us within the past week satisfy all our comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I did note that you did list the 26-foot height. But what I did not see was the elevation from the interstate versus the elevation from the site, because footnote 3 does state that the max height is measured from the highway road grade at closest point from the premises. So I don't know if you did add that grade. I missed it.
John Niske with Sierra West. I actually misunderstood what you were asking me in the comment. I don't have the exact elevation of the freeway compared to where we're showing that sign on the site plan. Visually, it's about the same elevation. So we just put the 26-foot height. We had proposed putting a note on the plan state that the maximum height of the sign could had to meet the IDO as measured from the center of the property. Would that satisfy your comment?
No, sir. Right. It's pretty clear that it needs to be measured from the highway road grade. So we'll need that calculation.
Okay. And then is it 26 maximum from the highway road grade or?
Correct.
Okay. I can.
I did look at the elevations, and it does appear to be, relatively the same. But, according to the IDO, we need the definite proof of that. So I understand where you're at, but the code, forces us to request that.
Do you have a site for him, Mr. Garcia, from the IDO?
Yeah, it's actually, I included it in the previous comments.
Actually
copied the table, but for the record, it's table 5-12-2. And it's footnote 3 at the bottom.
Right, and I did get that table. Like I said, the surveyor didn't go out to the freeway to get that elevation.
I get it, it's a little complex, but it should be pretty easy to take care of, and you shouldn't be far off if you're off at all.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Okay. Parks and Recreation.
Mr. Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Recreation. The applicant made the changes as requested in the last comments, and we have no additional comments.
Okay, thank you. I'm having just a little bit of trouble hearing you, Ms. Somerville. So when we come back to you again, we'll test that. Hydrology.
Mr. Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology had a preliminary approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 5/3/21. The conceptual grading and drainage submitted as a supplemental has an engineer stamp date of 6/22/21. Therefore, Hydrology needs the revised conceptual grading and drainage plan submitted for approval prior to plat approval. This revised conceptual grading and drainage needs to show all drainage items on the infrastructure list. There are two sidewalk culverts on the infrastructure list that are not shown on the supplemental grading and drainage. Hydrology has no objection to the vacations. The infrastructure list, the following drainage line items need to be fixed. Please change one of the 2-foot sidewalk culverts from the northwest corner of the site to the southwest corner of the site. And also please add a line item stating engineer certification for grading and drainage is required for release of financial guarantee.
John, if he was here with, I'm not sure what happened there with the grading plan because we had the approved one in there, but let me go back to your comments about the sidewalk culverts. What was the one about changing?
On the infrastructure list, you have two 2-foot sidewalk culverts and you have them listed on the northwest corner of the site. One of them is on the southwest corner of the site. So you just need to change one of them. Rather than listing two at the northwest, change it to one at the northwest and one at the southwest.
Okay, we're actually putting two 2-foot sidewalk culverts in there. I guess that's what we were trying to convey. Or 4-foot width.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Okay, and what about the southwest corner?
The southwest corner. That's also 2.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. So basically, you need to add the southwest corner to the infrastructure list. What you have designed on your plan needs to be on the infrastructure list.
Actually, this is John Iskiewicz here. So on the infrastructure list that got resubmitted, we call out two-foot sidewalk culverts as the width, and we call out three of those at the northwest corner. Oh, I see. And then the second one, we mislabeled, that should be southwest. I can change that on the infrastructure list.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
No, not on that. Thank you.
So this is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Armijo, it sounds like you're still reviewing the revised conceptual grading and drainage. Is that correct?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. So what happened was we had the conceptual grading and drainage approved. And they did a supplemental where I guess they must have been taking care of comments from other sections. And so it changed the conceptual grading and drainage. So that needs to be reapproved. So they have to submit it for reapproval.
Okay. Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberg. Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I just noted that the infrastructure list sidewalk widths didn't match what was shown on the grading plan and the site plan. John, it looked like you sent an updated site plan this morning that revised the sidewalk widths and the public right-of-way to match the infrastructure list, but I wanted to also make sure that on the grading and drainage plan, everything that shows all the crossings, everything matches.
Right, and they do. They got mislabeled on the plans.
Okay. So that was my main thing. You know, we're approving the infrastructure list, but everything needs to match up between the site plan, grading plan, cross sections, and the infrastructure list. Also, the 6-foot ADA path is required between handicapped spaces and main door entrance. It looked like you still had a 5-foot label there in front of the handicapped spaces. Had you revised that this morning?
Yes.
Okay. I can't see it from here, but that was my main, those were my main comments. Other than that, I just had some very minor ones. It looked like the monument sign needed to be moved out of the clear sight triangle on the north entrance. And there was a couple of curb ramps, particularly around the handicap ramp, handicap space area that weren't called out. I just wanted to make sure all the ramps were called out with the correct reference to the detail. And along with the service and employee parking, just include signage for those designated parking spaces.
This is John Niski. What kind of signage are you looking for? Are you looking for painting on the actual spaces or signage like—
I don't know. I think just a general sign, and you know, you have it in certain segments. I think just a general sign to cover that whole area, I think that'll work. I don't think you don't need to put it in every space, but I just wanted to make sure it was clear where the employees and service was parking, because we have such a large area here that's going to be covered by vehicles that are not parked.
Okay, we'll draw up a detail and I'll send that to you.
Okay.
Planning comments.
So this is Megan Gould. So Mr. Nitsky is correct. Under site plan, those first three comments I thought had been struck out. So the question that I believe I still had was regarding the landscaping plan. It's this dimension from the just the width of these planting strips is what I was after. The applicant did very kindly provide square footage for each of the landscaping areas, but it's the width of this buffer that, there we go, 20. Okay, so that's 20. Okay, thank you. Never mind. I did not see that as clearly yesterday.
Okay, and Ms. Gould, did you get all you needed on the architectural design requirements from 511?
Yeah, so when the applicant did their resubmittal, they did do a very nice response letter and go through the ways in which those elevations meet. Okay. And I just needed to clarify with the applicant that they were looking at the NRBP standards for the entire building rather than breaking up the standards across the facade of the building.
This is John Niski with Tierra West. I do believe that's the case.
Okay. All right, that's all I had.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Niski, it looks like we need to defer this to get some of the grading and drainage and transportation work done. So just a reminder to everyone that DRB will not meet this coming Wednesday because of the July 4th holiday. Our next meeting will be July 14th and every Wednesday thereafter until Labor Day. So we have July 14th, July 21st, July 28th.
We'll take July 14th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item 2 to July 14th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec.
Ernest Darmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Kate Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 2, PR 2021-5411, And the related cases, site plan application 760, preliminary plat 100, and three vacations, 101, 102, 103, to the July 14th meeting of the DRB. All right, we look forward to seeing you again, Mr. Niski.
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Okay.